Can you hear me? All right, good morning, everybody. We'd like to get started. There are actually a lot of you in the room today. Thank you very much for coming. When we were planning this session over the last few months, we figured, oh boy, day three in the morning, 3 days of SharePoint, 3 nights of Las Vegas. We thought that there'd only be a few stragglers, but we salute your fortitude. So thank you for coming today. My name is John Fisk. I work for SAP. With me on stage are Bernd Hennicke from OpenText and Ingo Heel from Microsoft. And this is a big day for us. Today we are quite excited to announce the launch of a new solution that combines the power of SAP and Microsoft in what we think is a very new, interesting way. So let me get the clicker. So there we go. So, you know, I will first be kicking off and giving a little bit of context around the need to combine the worlds of Microsoft and SAP. Then I'm going to hand off to Bernd, who's going to walk you through the new solution we have, both giving a product overview and a brief demo, as well as a customer example. Then Ingo will be saying a few words about how this solution strengthens SharePoint investments and really connects the worlds. Lastly, I'm going to try to elaborate how three giant companies can all align and serve you in individual basis, and we'll have lots of time for Q&A at the end. Okay. So, combining SAP and Microsoft. Where have we heard that before? This is not a new idea. I think I first heard it about a decade ago. But the meaning of it and the needs have evolved over time. You know, in the beginning, you know, of course, SAP being a process engine for many large enterprises has a very rich set of process data and controls. And Microsoft, of course, brings beautiful tools to present and analyze that information. But when the data is locked away inside SAP, it's very hard sometimes for business users to use the tools they love, they know, the Microsoft tools, to meaningfully analyze and present that data. So over the years, SAP and Microsoft, as part of a strategic partnership, have developed three methods of connecting the SAP Business Suite with Microsoft tools. We have a BI connector that links enterprise data between SAP Business Intelligence and Microsoft Excel. We have Duet Enterprise, which brings SAP data into SharePoint. And now we have a new product, perhaps you heard about it yesterday, the NetWeaver Gateway PAM, NetWeaver Gateway Productivity Accelerator for Microsoft, which lets you pull data into the Microsoft Office, especially Excel, for custom analysis and presentation. The issue we're seeing, though, is that all these solutions solve many needs, but the issue we're seeing is that they're all focused on structured data, the data that lives inside databases, and they really don't handle unstructured content in a meaningful way. So why is this important? You know, we've talked with dozens, maybe hundreds of customers over the past few years, and to boil down the needs into three basic problems they're trying to solve. One is they need to increase the SharePoint efficiency. They need to make sure that SharePoint users get all the SAP data that they might need to complete a workflow or a process and have instant access to the correct data at the correct time. Right? They need to be able to perform simple process steps from SharePoint and not go deep into the bowels of SAP to do certain things. Conversely, SAP users need SharePoint content to be connected and integrated with their processes, right? You need to have all the relevant history, the content, the materials, the photographs, emails, all the documents that pertain to a process. You know, that all that information needs to be permanently attached to an SAP process so you really have a meaningful picture of what's going on. And lastly is governance. You know, many enterprises use SAP as the system of record, and build very robust archiving and retention strategies around SAP data. You know, as SharePoint content becomes ever more prolific and prevalent, we need to tie that content into the system of record that is being based on SAP. So there was not a very straightforward system to do this. In fact, I'd make the point, all of these things can be done by various point solutions, but SAP did not have a very rigorous, robust solution, and Microsoft didn't either, so we worked together with our ecosystem to develop a solution that will meet all three of these needs. Okay, and this is it. SAP Content Management for Microsoft SharePoint by OpenText. Quite a catchy name, I think. but it really does sort of signify what's significant about it. You know, whereas before SAP and Microsoft had partnership and products, Microsoft and OpenText, and OpenText and SAP, now the three of us have come together to create sort of a triangular solution that connects the three worlds, the worlds of process engines, the SAP world, the world of collaboration, SharePoint, and the ECM world that OpenText offers. So that is our solution. It is available as of today, this morning. The product is available, the contracts are signed, so we're quite delighted to be talking to you about it today. And at this point, I will actually hand over to Bernd to continue it.
Thank you, John. So now here comes that was the American speaking for the German software company, and now here comes the German speaking for the North American-based company, OpenText. Yeah, that makes sense, but we live in an international world, right? So what does this new product do? First of all, as John said, it integrates SharePoint unstructured content and connects it with the SAP business objects and makes that available in multiple UIs. So SharePoint, obviously, not only being in UI, but really more a platform, but there are many other UIs that we are supporting and integrating with. And all of that basically helps you to improve collaborative processes by connecting them to the SAP metadata or to the SAP data and increase process efficiency around collaboration, projects, and things like that. In addition to that, it of course manages that content that sits in SharePoint by providing information governance to that SharePoint, to SharePoint content. So for example, archiving SharePoint content, providing records management for SharePoint content. So really in addition to the SAP information lifecycle management suite of products that is provided with that solution. And this is my killer screenshot. Sometimes I just need to use this screenshot to really explain the value of this solution. So obviously this is a SharePoint site, but what you can see on here and highlighted is obviously the functionality that comes with the product on this site. So it could be enriched by standard SharePoint capabilities, social, wikis, task lists, calendars, and so on. But then it would maybe get a little bit too confusing what's coming from the solution, what's natively SharePoint. So what's coming from the solution is, first of all, the getting the SAP data into SharePoint. And we are doing that through something that we call a widget web part. You can see it on top and on the right-hand side. It's the same web part. It's configurable and can present you different SAP metadata information. So for example, in this case, we are in seeing a site that's related to a certain piece of material, maybe in your plant, maybe from your production and your products and so on. And you could see the master data on top. On the right-hand side, you actually have all the related SAP business objects that relate to that certain piece of material. And in the middle, that's really the clue. Now we are connecting unstructured content to it, and that's basically represented by that business workspace in the middle. So this is where basically you store your unstructured content, your documents, and this enables teams, end users, to work on content and collaborate in content and SharePoint in the context of SAP. Like I said, this SharePoint is a platform that we are supporting. We are supporting other UIs as well with the same solution, because whoever uses this solution and, we want to support him, the end user, in his user interface of choice. So the same unstructured content, the same information is available through the SAP UIs. It's available through Windows Explorer. There's an integration for Microsoft Outlook and an integration for the Microsoft Office apps. So this is extending, so to say, the business scope, right? Providing you with that additional process efficiency. But as I said, it's also an information lifecycle management solution, information governance solution, providing you the ability to deploy sites based upon rules, leveraging that context of SAP. It provides you the whole nine yards of SharePoint archiving, managing in the same infrastructure as your SAP archive, for example, runs on, which is also by OpenText, by the way. There are different methods of archiving. We provide the full nine yards of records management, not only for SharePoint content, but with the same platform, with the same central records management capability. We can support SharePoint content, SAP content, emails, whatever. So really information lifecycle management through a unified platform. And customers are already using this solution. There are a couple of marquee clients. One of the case studies that's really well documented and I want to point out is Anglian Water. Anglian Water is England's largest wastewater utility. And they are using this SAP Extended ECM solution connected and integrated with SharePoint in various processes in various ways. They're actually still deploying more and more use cases because no matter where you are, if you're in HR, finance, or any kind of line of business, and you're using SAP to manage your data, you can now connect that data and add documents to it, right? And that's really exciting and leads to a lot more efficient processes and because the end user has the context for that unstructured documents, for that unstructured content presented to him together with the SAP data. So what Anglian Water says in this case study, and of course you will get those materials, that they are saving they are a 5,000 employee company, they are saving 4,500 hours work time per week for the employees through this solution. And yes, this is SharePoint 2010, I shouldn't be showing that, but Anglian Water is still running on SharePoint 2010, and we are supporting multiple SharePoint versions, actually 2007, 2010, and 2013. We are also starting to support SharePoint Online with this, specifically around the information governance piece. So, but this is just one snippet to give you an idea how it looks like at Anglian Water, a screenshot from a portal for their internal and external engineers. This is all around work order management. So this is where the engineer basically finds on the SharePoint side his work orders. And he can access those. And as you can see on the right-hand side, he has, for example, the maintenance instructions, the documentation, for and so on, available right at his fingertips. Of course, I got to show you also SharePoint 2013 and show you the solution a little bit. So let me switch over. And again, I had to pick and choose one demo scenario, yeah, and I took one that's, is quite common, hopefully, or resonates with a lot of you, for all kinds of manufacturing resources, industry customers. This probably resonates well. And again, there are definitely other use cases, other industries that we support, but this specific use case is all about. Efficient plant maintenance operation leveraging this solution. So let's kick it off with Connie Harris. Connie is the SAP user, and she is responsible for coordinating repair and maintenance operations. So she's the one in the organization that creates the work orders, and if some failure, some issue arises basically within your plant. So here we have the SAP interface, and she now creates a work order about a leakage of a certain pump, which is of course an issue and needs to be fixed and repaired as quickly as possible. And what Connie now does using that SAP extended ECM solution is she browses various documents that are associated with the most recent maintenance notifications to identify content documentation that might be relevant for the engineering team that needs to fix the leakage of this pump. So she does that by, in this case, what we call faceted browsing. So she's looking for certain document types, amendments, content types that are, you know, relevant for the engineering team. And in this SAP extended ECM interface, this is the view on how a business workspace looks like. She can now here upload documents and make those available for her engineering team, which are going to be helping them hopefully to fix the leakage of this pump. So now we are leaving the SAP world and are with Quentin. And Quentin is our SharePoint user, right? He is responsible with his team to fix that leakage of the pump and needs access to all that documentation. So through the solution, he is being notified via an email that this work order that Connie just created for him exists. And automatically, there are two links in this email. One leads him to the workspace of the material. That workspace contains all the documents that are relevant for the pump that he needs to fix. And the second link leads him to the workspace for all the documents that Connie made available to him, including the instructions around the work order that she just generated. So he clicks on the first link and is now actually led, because he's a SharePoint user, to a SharePoint site that holds all of that information around the material that he needs to fix, in this case, our pump with the leakage. You can see on top the master data around the material. On the right-hand side, you can see all the related equipment, maybe related maintenance notifications. And those are links that would he can use to, you know, get maybe more information on most recent maintenance notifications. So these are links to other business workspaces, other SharePoint sites that might hold relevant information for him. The second link in that email brings him to the workspace and actually site around the work order. And as you can see on the right-hand side, he has access now to all the documents that Connie thought were relevant for his team to fix the pump. Now, Quentin has all the documents, including maintenance instructions, SOP, standard operating procedures, access to the documentation of that pump, and things like that available to him at the fingertips, including the context to it provided via SAP. But what happens? Still, his team is not able to fix the issue. So in this use case, just to show that, he now uses Yammer, for example, because obviously, like I said before, I'm showcasing here SharePoint sites that portray the functionality provided by the product, but you can configure the SharePoint sites and enrich them with a standard SharePoint out-of-the-box functionality. Social, wikis, calendar items, task lists, whatever you can imagine. So in this case, Quentin uses Yammer and asks the maintenance team, you know, if anybody has a good tip. And actually, one of his colleagues provides him a tip on how to fix the leakage of this pump and sends him a link to another SharePoint site, another business workspace, where he can, basically saying that he can, this rubber seal needs to be exchanged in that pump, and that will help to fix the leakage. Clicking on that link, he's now in the workspace of the pump, and actually on the right-hand side again, he can see now all the bill of materials for the pump. So he can identify the rubber seal that's needed, and actually by clicking on it, you can find it, I think it's the one, two, three, four, fifth one down. By clicking on that rubber seal, on that link, he is automatically routed to the workspace for the actual rubber seal that needs to be replaced. Now, because it's connected with SAP, he's now able to see the vendors that provide the rubber seal. He can access those. He could actually also access maybe information about if this rubber seal is on stock and is available, and he can immediately use it with his team. So with this information, his team is able to fix the leakage of this pump by exchanging that rubber seal. And Quentin is a good citizen in the company, and what he does, he writes a notice for the maintenance team. So in case, you know, another leakage of a similar type of pump should occur, that his colleagues are notified and are aware that they just need to replace a rubber seal, which would probably help to fix the leakage. And he could write that document, you know, using Word on his device, or using maybe Office 365. But the clue is, when he's done, he uploads this document to the workspace of the maintenance order, and writes an email to Connie that she may want to consider to associate this document via SAP with all pumps of the same type. So that this document that Quentin wrote actually becomes part of the maintenance documentation that's being provided to the maintenance teams, to the engineers in the plant. So everybody was probably hoping I would show that picture again. So we are back with Connie. Connie is now logging in to SAP. And because, again, it's an integrated solution, she has access to the same documents like Quentin. And it's not synchronized, it's SAP event driven, so there's no latency, but the data is always up to date in SharePoint, in SAP. And here now, she basically can access the notification that Quentin wrote, and can associate it using SAP to all the related pumps of the same type, making it available to the engineering team. With that said, I would like to pass it over to Ingo from Microsoft to sum it all up for you.
Great, thank you, Bernd.
We'll get to questions later, okay?
Hello. Is it working? It is, okay, good. So this should be quite evident to you now, what you just heard from Bernd, in terms of the pains that this solution addresses when you look at both SAP and SharePoint individually. All of you have made big investments in both of those platforms, and what this is doing is stitching a lot of that content from both SharePoint and all the relevant process information in SAP in a meaningful way. We've heard a lot this week about sustainable adoption of SharePoint, and this certainly helps do that in a very, very meaningful way. But in this particular case, there's so many different pains, so I'm just going to summarize some of the things that you've just heard from Bernd. There's some significant pains when SharePoint is not SAP enabled, right? And that is true across all the different functional areas in your companies, from HR to production, asset management, sales and marketing, or in operations like we just saw in the demo. And if that's not SAP enabled, there are obviously lots of opportunity for process inefficiency. So as you saw in the SAP user interface, that's not really relevant for a lot of other types of people who aren't living in that interface day in, day out. But we can make that type of data very relevant for people across the different functional areas. The other point I want to make here is that as we continue to use SharePoint internally in our companies, we keep storing more and more and more content in there. And so as that data continues to expand in an unstructured way, if we don't have that tied together in SAP, it can cause some issues, especially if you're in a highly regulated industry. So where there's lots of regulations and compliance is a big part of what you need to do. If that content isn't tied back into SAP and vice versa, you are at risk for not complying. Okay. So the flip side here is that there's obviously pain when SAP is not SharePoint enabled. And many of these pains are very similar to the flip side of this. So there is an increased legal and compliance risk, and there's a lack of business context, which is probably first and foremost here. So the ERP data gets underutilized, not leveraging those investments you've made. The insights for the SAP users into that unstructured information is tied together, so there is a single version of the truth. I know you've heard a lot of this week already. And most importantly, perhaps the SAP data is not used in context with unstructured information. So this stitches that all together in a meaningful way, in real time, no less. So when changes are made on the unstructured side, those changes are reflective back in SAP as well. So I guess my three key takeaways that I'd like to leave you with, this is a great announcement for us at Microsoft in regards to SharePoint. Right, it provides that integration between SAP data and process controls and makes SharePoint an even more flexible, powerful, and valuable platform for you to use. It has this integration between with SAP and OpenText governance embedded into SharePoint, so it creates that system of record across the two platforms that's so important. And then the partnership between the three of us, you can rest assured that we've spent a lot of time on this. And this is the only certified enterprise content management solution that SAP provides. So that means there's, as SAP continues to evolve their platform, as we continue to evolve SharePoint, we're going to continue, especially SAP is going to continue to evolve the integration of OpenText solution as part of what they offer to you. So I'm going to hand this back to John. He's going to tell you more about the certification process and the implications for that. John?
Thanks, Inko. Thanks. So, yes, let me move ahead. So, yeah, back to the question of how do three fairly large tech companies work together to sort of align and to serve customers. I want to talk a little bit about the reality of our relationships, just so it's transparent to everybody. First of all, SAP resells the products from OpenText, right? That's just to be clear about that. OpenText develops the software in this case, and SAP then treats it as if it were a natively developed SAP product. Part of this adoption of a third-party product is a series of tests that we inflict upon the product. We call premium qualification. Basically, we guarantee that any product we resell complies with 16 architectural standards that SAP has laid down, things like security and scalability and integration with other suite modules. So product testing is a very important part of this. We treat this very seriously as if it's any other SAP product. Secondly, we've integrated our support organizations. So if you purchase through SAP, you know, you have one throat to choke. You call SAP, our SLAs extend to this product, and our trouble ticketing systems are integrated. Our monitoring of the software applications are integrated. So we have a very robust capability to support you as you deploy this. And thirdly, we've worked a lot with the ecosystem of OpenText, Microsoft, and the leading SIs to align their understanding of the solutions, and we have a fairly robust set of partners who can help implement this and support your needs going forward. So these seem to be the three essential questions that we often get asked about. How does this really work? Just to give you a sense, also, this is the current suite of products that SAP resells from OpenText. It's 13 products. I won't get into all of them, but I would mention that some of them are, you sort of see the horizontal bars here, the archiving and document access product. You know, the idea here is that you're using one architecture, one repository to store enterprise content and SAP data. Then you can build sort of more vertical capabilities on top of that. So this guarantees lower TCO and easier manageability. We have the gray boxes are point solutions that serve specific line of business or functional needs, so around employee files or invoice management or travel receipts. And then the other blue boxes are sort of horizontal capabilities that can be used in many different scenarios. The flagship product is Extended ECM. That's a very big, robust platform. And now content management for SharePoint, basically you can think of it, sits on top of Extended ECM. So these go together now to serve our customers. So that's our portfolio in a nutshell. From my side, you know, the key message is, you know, like Ingo was saying, we aim to future-proof your investments. So we work tirelessly with OpenText. We have about 30, 40 people on our side, and OpenText might have twice as many people of that, just dedicated to this SAP partner portfolio. And so we have a long-term roadmaps that are tightly aligned with the core business suite, HANA, our cloud services, et cetera. We also work closely with Microsoft, as does OpenText, to ensure future alignment with SharePoint. I mentioned earlier, we test and certify every product to comply to SAP standards. And the fact that it's part of a complete portfolio of products that SAP stands behind, should give you some confidence, hopefully, that you know this is not a sort of fly-by-night solution. This is going to be around for decades to come. We sell it, we support it, and we stand by it. Okay, and last point, I want to just make you aware, there's further information available. First of all, we have a webinar on March 26th, where we're going to go through some of this again and probably go deeper into some of the use cases. SAP user groups, ASUG and DSAG, we're going to talk about that there. And then there's a tour, what we're calling the Triumvirate Tour, where Ingo, myself, Bernd, and many others are going city to city around North America, Asia, and EMEA, talking for a full day about the solutions, about the use cases. We can't go so deep in a 60-minute session, but you know we can spend 6 hours together and really walk you through much more detailed demos. So if you're interested, please approach us. These are the dates we have so far. There may be others coming up. And at Sapphire in Orlando, SAP's trade show, will also be highlighting the solution.
It's on the Power of Three website.
That's right. And here, that's right. This is the Power of Three website, where you can get all the information around the dates and schedules for this roadshow. Okay, so I think we're done. Q&A. You are first, sir.
Good question. So right now, the SAP SharePoint integration use case around bringing SAP metadata into SharePoint Online is something that's still on the roadmap and not covered. What we are providing right now is the information governance archiving capabilities for SharePoint Online content. But it's on the roadmap. Next release is end of this calendar year.
Enterprise, no, not at all. You know, again, Duet is, yeah, if I understood it right, I'll repeat it back to you. Is Duet Enterprise being replaced? And the answer is no. That is definitely an SAP product moving forward, as is PAM, Gateway PAM. But again, they're more focused on the structured data and sort of a one-way, I think of it as a one-way presentation of that data in the SharePoint UI, whereas this has a much more robust capabilities. Or especially on unstructured content.
And it's focused on unstructured content. So here it's all about integrating unstructured content with the SAP business objects, yeah, and making it also not only available in SharePoint, but having the possibility to access it to SAP UIs, you know, to like NetWeaver and or Outlook or Windows Explorer, Office client integrations, and things like that.
Okay. Ladies first.
Nothing defined yet. Thank you. So the question was, Office Graph and all the other great announcements that have been made at this conference today. What's the roadmap for that to use it with this solution? So no specific plans I can share right now, but that's coming, definitely.
Okay, yes?
There's no plan. Happy to do that. We OpenText is a BCSP partner as well. I must say that we are not that active in BCSP as many other vendors maybe are. But let's connect after this. Come by the booth or after the session, and we can figure that out. Happy to do that and provide that.
Maybe on this side?
You go first with the standard DCM.
I mean, the basic approach. Okay, the question is, how does security work? From an SAP perspective, SAP has its own sort of robust access controls and security, and the basic idea is that any content attached to an SAP object then sort of automatically falls under the same security controls. So, the way we recommend the architecture is to make SAP's access controls and security sort of the de facto standard. You can then go off there. OpenText is very flexible, so you can create many variations on that theme, but that's the recommendation. Do you have other comments, Bernd?
Correct. It's mostly also done with permission synchronization. We do provide LDAP integration and support and so on. But that's also a great question and maybe a use case to combine, for example, the capabilities that Duet Enterprise provides around that authentication and security around SharePoint and SAP integration. So that's where Duet Enterprise and this could be complementary. Yes. Who needs those? Now, so the question was workflows, and you have all the capabilities here, right? So because you have that information and the data now in SharePoint, you can also leverage it, obviously, with SharePoint workflows. You can use workflows from workflow engines from other vendors, and or you can also use, just to mention that, we provide great business process management, process management capabilities and solutions from the OpenText side as well. That also, from a process side, integrate with SAP and with many, many other, basically platforms.
Okay, in the back.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Did you? Can you repeat? Yeah. Again, one of the things could be around security, and what we are doing here is, I think, a little bit. It works different than Duet Enterprise. It simply does. Yeah. It's synchronizing SAP event-driven based the data to the SAP extended ECM solution and leverages that then and surfaces that in SharePoint. While Duet Enterprise is really via BCS and so on a direct connection to bring the data into SharePoint. So we are, this capability, since we are putting it into synchronizing it with an underlying layer, provides us the capability to use it in many other different applications, right? It could be SharePoint, it could be, like I said, Outlook, it could be Explorer, it could be your Office apps, whatever, right? So it's architecturally they're a little bit different.
Any Anytime. Did we mention cloud too? I think that's the other one.
Yes, it is. That's one of the standards. Besides, by the way, DoD, it's DoD 5015.2 on the records management side. It's VERS standards in APJ, that's important in UK, and many, many other standards, because OpenText is kind of in the certification business for our information governance solutions.
You know, content DMS is SAP's native content document management product. It's used very heavily in the PLM area. And DMS, our general recommendation is DMS has its place and will continue to have its place. It has really fantastic integrations with PLM, the ability to do some CAD integrations that we can't do with OpenText, some BOM conversion capabilities, some very SAP-specific capabilities. By the way, this is an excellent question. It comes up a lot. So our general recommendation is for those, engineering-centric processes, DMS is a recommended tool. However, there are plenty of, DMS is not a really suitable platform for general enterprise use. It relies on Content Server, which you mentioned, which is a very simple back-end repository. So sort of limited archiving, no records management, very, very few input management, output management capabilities. So it's very good for managing those engineering docs, but we're not positioning it as an enterprise platform. So for that, we have OpenText, and we recommend, and it's always a hard choice. Sometimes it's a gray area, which to use for which process. And you have to think carefully what's most important to you, the usability, flexibility of OpenText, or the sort of engineering specific features of DMS.
Great question. Did everybody hear that? Basically, the question on how do you leverage that SAP taxonomy that you built up then in SharePoint to sum it up, right? And maybe to avoid and vice versa, right? So in this case, it's really leveraging the investment you made in the SAP taxonomy and leveraging it in SharePoint. Yeah, and that's what makes this so exciting. For us, yeah, because I think of it as getting rid of a lot of issues when implementing SharePoint, when introducing SharePoint to your organization. One of the things you got to do in every SharePoint project at the beginning, think of that taxonomy and content pipes and so on. But now you can leverage your SAP data, your SAP taxonomy, and those business workspaces, once you configure how they should be created, for example, for materials, for customers, for employee, CRM data information or something like that from SAP, will get created automatically for you. Yeah, that structure of that business workspace can be predefined, and obviously you can add additional folders and so on. Leveraging the SharePoint interface, just by creating a folder in SharePoint and adding documents to it, and be sure that it's being synchronized automatically via that extended ECM solution to SAP. And all the other SAP users, have access to that content in the same context. Does that answer the question? It's not so much about the existing SharePoint taxonomy that we are, of course, leveraging and then bringing to SAP. Yeah, it's really about taking what's existing in SAP as the, where you put in all your investments around building up a taxonomy to basically have probably a lot of people who put data into the SAP system, and leveraging that in SharePoint, in your document management platform. Agreed. But since we are leveraging the SAP taxonomy, there's, you know, one of the big issues is having those two taxonomies that exist basically separately and keep them in sync. Thank you. So it's automatic in terms of that we leverage the SAP taxonomy in SharePoint and make it available there, right? Basically, you do not need to set up a taxonomy and think about the taxonomy anymore because you're just leveraging in SharePoint what you get from the SAP system. Exactly. Yes. Very important point. So when it is being updated in SAP, how does it get to SharePoint? So very important again, it's not synchronized that it is SAP event driven. So whenever that means a change on the metadata, it's automatically pushed through and immediately available also on SharePoint. There's no synchronization, it's SAP event driven synchronization, so to say. Exactly.
Sorry, it's true. You're right. There's no easy way to write the SharePoint taxonomies into SAP. Yes.
Question was: is it all configurable? And yes, it is. Yeah. So you can. There's a lot of configuration capabilities, possibilities, APIs being provided. We are currently running a project internally at OpenText called Red Oxygen, where we are integrating all of our platforms. One of the things that OpenText often gets beat up for is, you know, we have so many different platforms in-house, business process management, information exchange, ECM, document management platforms, collaboration platforms, and things like that, the goal of the project is to integrate all of that so you can, you know, on top of that SAP extended ECM product, you can also integrate it with BPM very easily and leverage our OpenText capabilities around that.
You've been patient over there, so.
You could see, and it sits in extended ECM in that platform we saw earlier, and we leverage it in SharePoint. You could basically write any kind of custom code and leverage that data because it sits in that extended ECM platform. And leverage it then in lists or maybe in documents or something like that. Yeah.
Did you have a question?
Again, in terms of the SAP data, it is kind of one-directional because we are leveraging SAP as the leading metadata data system in this solution. In terms of unstructured content, definitely not, right? That's what I tried to show in the use case. You can create content as an SAP user. You can create content as a SharePoint user. And via the platform, it's the same content. Yeah, it's being shared. It's they're accessing the single version of the truth of that document, no matter which interface they use.
But one comment on that, though, this is where we can also leverage the other product, Gateway PAM, and we'd like to do a proof of concept in the next few months where you can use Gateway PAM to make it bidirectional to update SAP data from the SharePoint UI. That's sort of the next phase where we want to go, but technically it should work with that capability. Other questions?
Those were great questions.
Those were great. Any for Ingo?
He's been somebody's got to have a question for Ingo.
Sorry, I don't have the winning lotto ticket.
No? Well, you've been a great audience, so thank you all very much for coming.